Sundry, a program launched last year with the intent of providing children with an introduction to the basics of basketball, has since doubled in size. When we started, there were 16 in total by the end of it, said program coordinator and coach Anna Rosenhart, adding she started the Small Hoops initiative last year due to existing interest for the program. Coming into the program's second year late this past fall, Rosenhart said the program essentially doubled in size. I was hoping just for 30, but we ended up with 31, just as we had a smaller little guy in grade 1 that joined with his big brother, said Rosenhart, whose sons also discovered a love of basketball that further motivated her to launch the program. That enabled breaking down the group into three teams of 10 players to create a sort of informal, in-house league with weekly practices leading up to the holidays, ultimately paving the way for regular games starting in January, she said. It's really hard to get out to Red Deer, and Olds didn't have a group that age. We did check, she said. So we're kind of the first of this kind in Mountain View County. The final game on Friday, March 22 at the Sundry Community Center wrapped up their season. Although there were three teams, Rosenhart said, we considered it all one team because I really wanted them to keep that sportsmanship kind of piece to it. So regardless of which team was winning, players were always supportive and cheering one another on, she said, adding they along the way all learned a lot about the sport. It's pretty amazing how grade 3 to 5, they probably know the game now better than some of the grade 6s that go into it never playing before. While largely about developing basic basketball skills and teamwork, Rosenhart, there is an element of competition. They're quite competitive. I always tell them it's okay to be competitive at this age because you want to get them aggressive enough to go for the ball, she said. Not only were all of this year's games close contests that were usually decided by mere points, but final scores were often reaching up into the 40-point range, she said. We're getting a lot of kids scoring, which I know is not the be-all end-all with basketball, but it's nice to see because scoring baskets is part of the game, she said. Rosenhart also expressed gratitude not only to local sponsors who helped facilitate the purchase of a score clock and some basketballs, but also the stellar show of support from parents and grandparents who would tend to pack several rows of seats placed on the community center's stage for spectators. I always just love Sundry as a community, she said. If they see that there's a need for kids in sports, they really, really help out. She was also encouraged by the enthusiasm expressed by students who played last year and are now in grade 6 but still wanted to get involved again to help out in any way they could. My two referees were some grade 6 boys, she said. It's just so cool to see because the older generation, when they have to help out the younger, it just builds that camaraderie and that sense of community, she said. I really liked that. Although the Small Hoops program is done for the year, Rosenhart said she, given the opportunity, would like to lend a hand with a similar initiative started last year called Youth Hoops. I'm really hoping to join with them, she said, adding that basketball program provides an opportunity for spring and summer clinics. Related. New Small Hoops in Sundry program winds up inaugural season. Related. New Sundry program introduces youth to basketball.